Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. For John R. Smith, construction of his Flores Lake Resort proved slow due to difficulties getting material and equipment into the remote location on the southern Oregon coast. With the accommodation scarcely complete, he held a grand opening in the summer of 1926. Smith touted the resort as the most desirable spot in Oregon for short-term tourists because of its proximity to the ocean and opportunities for boating, swimming, and fishing. 300 people arrived for the inaugural weekend. His three-story hotel had high-quality floors laid in the lobby and dance hall. A 12-foot-wide porch ran along the east-west side of the building, serving as an additional dance floor. The resort had electricity in the hotel, cottages, and throughout the camping grounds, and a player piano installed in the ballroom that sounded like a full band for a dime. In addition to several rowboats for rent, a large pleasure launch had a capacity for 25 passengers. Violation of prohibition rules and rollicking good times through the heyday of logging tarnished the hotel's reputation. By 1967, it had deteriorated beyond repair and was demolished. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.